Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one. I know what people are familiar. There's only a few of us, but I'm just trying to encourage us from the Word of God tonight. And our brother Jordy's not feeling too well, and Sister Winifred had to get antibiotics. She's not well either. And we just trying to give them a touch. And our brother Andrews wasn't well either. And Tom the other night prayed with him for him, and he was a lot better the next day, but colds and things going round. And but the Lord bless those that's here tonight. And I'm going to try and hold you too long this evening. And don't forget Sunday, Brother Mark will be preaching in the morning, and then our brother David McConville will be here in the evening time. Pray for the meetings. Praise God. Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse 13. And I just want to talk about asking the Father in Jesus' name. Praise God. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you go to chapter 16, verse 23 of John, chapter 16, verse 23. Chapter 16, verse 23 says, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." Let us close our eyes again this evening as we just ask the Lord's blessing and pray. And if you have a need tonight, just lift your hand up to the Lord. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you tonight, and we just thank you for this privilege that we can come from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we just pray that you'll wash us and cleanse us afresh in the precious blood of the Lamb. We plead the merits of that precious blood afresh upon our lives tonight, over this house tonight, and over each and every one in this house, and over all that's near and dear to us, we plead the blood of the Lamb of God tonight. We claim every soul, Lord, every son, every daughter, every aunt, every uncle, every husband, every wife. We pray, as your brothers already prayed, that you'll move on each and every one of them and save them. Bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we ask for your mercy this evening for those that's sick tonight or that's even been already prayed for, Brother George, Sister Winifred, Sister Eiling, and any others as well, Lord, that need your touch tonight. We pray you'll touch them and lift this colds and flus. We come against viruses, we come against colds and flus and headaches and backaches in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray you'll meet every need, that you'll give health to the bone and strength from the navel, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. We ask for the hands raised, even in this house tonight. Lord, you know every need, you know the secret request. We pray you'll meet every need and answer prayer in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I take the Holy Spirit now to help me, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need your Holy Spirit, and I ask for it, and I take it in faith in Jesus Christ's name, and I thank you, Lord, you do undertake for me. Lord, bless everyone in this room tonight, and just have your way in our hearts and our lives, and help us to draw closer to you, even as we heard on Sunday. Help us to really praise you and worship you and magnify your name and uplift your name, that you would be glorified in our midst tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God we can ask the Father in Jesus' name. And we know that he didn't come in another name, but he came in his Father's name, Jesus. Praise God. And we know the Bible says that he's given him a name that is far above every other name. According to these scriptures, when we rest perfectly assured that Jesus told us the truth is not right. So when we read that we can ask anything in his name, we know that he told us the truth. And we have a right to ask the Father for healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our right as Christians, as believers. And we can receive healing. If we believe God's word, we can ask in Jesus' name, and we shall always receive for what we ask for, because that's what John says. If we ask believing, we can receive. 1 John 5:14 says this. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now we know that the New Testament says will. And we know that the will says, beloved, we should above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul does prospers. So it's the Lord's will that we prosper. It's the Lord's will that we're well. So therefore we can ask for healing because it's in his will. Amen. And whether it's financial, physical, spiritual, we can ask for it because he wants to prosper us. He wants to bless us. And even as a brother already mentioned, for two or three of us is gathered in his name, the name of Jesus Christ, he's in the midst and not to bless us. God wants to bless us. And certainly and most definitely healing is the will of God, I believe tonight. If you're suffering from sickness, you have a right to ask the Father for healing. Whatever you have a need of, you have a right to ask the Father for that healing. I told you last Sunday morning here, I'm telling you, I was limping bad. My knee was that sore and everything. And I prayed when I got up on the room and the pain went out of the knee and it's still out of it. The Lord is a healer. And you know, you can pray even for your own healing because James says, let him that's afflicted pray and the Lord will heal him. Then he goes on to say, he can call the elders of the church as well and anoint with oil the prayer of faith. Will heal the sick, and if they've committed sins, they'll be forgiven, and the Lord will raise them up. Mark 11:24 says this, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Whatsoever things ye desire, what do you desire? Believe for them, what do you desire? I'm sure everyone will agree with me tonight, the most thing I desire, and I'm sure you'll agree, is the salvation of our children. I desire with all my heart that they'll be saved. If somebody was to come in this room tonight and say, I'll make you a millionaire, or I'll give you one soul, I'd take the one soul. I'd take it, because you see, you could be a millionaire and still not be happy. I know it would solve maybe a lot of issues and all, but one soul to the Lord's precious. And we want a desire to see our children saved, our brothers saved, their sisters in the flesh saved, aunts, uncles saved. And we can pray for them. We have a right to pray for them. And didn't Jesus say, none have I lost that thou hast given me? But he prayed for Peter. He prayed for him. Even though Peter had all them problems and issues and whatever you want to call them, there's a lot of things you could look at, but the Lord prayed for him and he made it. He made it. Not only did he make it, but he turned out to be a powerful man of God. And he preached a wonderful sermon on the day of Pentecost many more times after it. It is absolutely a must to note that our asking can be only in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name we can ask in, only the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of Jesus' name. Want you to get that this evening, the power of Jesus' name. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ. Power in the name. This is what it's written, Philippians 2, verse 9 to 10. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. The name of Jesus Christ is above every single other name. There's no names as important as this name. So many people take it as a swear word, a curse word. But this is a blessed name. It's a wonderful name. It's a precious name. The name of Jesus Christ. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. You know what that tells me? That this name has authority to the heavens and down low as well. I'd say that's Brother Larry coming now, brother. See the lights, praise God. There's power in that name, the name of Jesus Christ. The demons fear and tremble at the name. They tremble at the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God for that name. Being in all three worlds, all three atmospheres, whatever you want to call it, the heaven above, down below, in here, anywhere, that name everything must bow to that name. That name holds sway over Satan and his whole entire kingdom. Yes, amen. We, the Lord, we don't, you don't need to preach and uplift the devil. We need to preach and uplift Jesus. Amen. Keep the devil as low as you can get him. And when you get him down low enough, stand on him. Never give him an inch, for he'll not give you an inch. I'm telling you. It's not right. It's the Lord we want uplift. It's the Lord we need uplift. Smith Wigglesworth tells of ministering to a man who was dying from consumption. And he said that standing beside the bed, he did nothing but repeat the name of Jesus over and over. And the glory of God began to fill the room, and healing flowed into the dying man's body. And he arose perfectly whole. And he just whispered the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. Power in the name. You know, I know many of us get excited and we pray and we shout. I do it as much as anybody. There's nothing wrong with it. But there's other people, maybe it's just a whisper, but God still hears it. God heard Hannah when she whispered. There was no even noise, just her lips moved. And the priest of God thought there was something wrong at the start. Then God revealed to them she was praying for a son. And God gave her Samuel. Samuel he gave her. And when Samuel was only a lad, he took him to the priest's house. He dedicated Samuel to the work of the Lord. And what's it say about Samuel? That there's not one word of Samuel fell to the ground all the days of his life. He's a mighty prophet of God. Mighty man of God. But it all started with a wee woman's lips moving. She prayed a quiet prayer. So quiet nobody heard it, but God heard it. God will hear the loudest prayer and he'll hear the quietest prayer. The Bible says that he's not deaf. The Bible also said his arm's not shortened. But he's able to save and he's able to deliver. Look what Peter said to a crippled man, Acts 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give me unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Power in the name. I tell you, raise a crippled man up. Look what Paul said to the demon in Acts 16:18. And this did she many days. Now this woman was following them. She followed them. She followed them round when they preached. And Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now if you were to study that chapter 16, you'd read this. That her master suffered much loss. She made them money. She didn't make them any more money after that because the devil was cast out of her. It's wonderful to see a devil fleeing and going out. It's wonderful to see it. I tell you, it's powerful when a demon goes out. You know, I remember one time going to a wee church in England, and I'll just tell you the truth. The pastor was a funny wee man. That's all I can tell you about that. But he was a rare candidate. And he had rare ideas and everything, but he got me to preach anyhow. I think he only asked me because he knew another fella, John Noble, well. Because he knew John, he asked me to preach. And it's a long time ago. And you know, I started preaching, and the anointing of God came in the meeting, and there's a woman went up the floor like a snake. And she knocked every chairs down and everything. She went up like a snake, and there was an ore minister there from an ore part of England. And his wife, someone started manifesting in her, and she had a devil. But how are you going to tell a pastor that your wife's a devil? And the devil in her was talking to the devil in this or woman. They were communicating in the meeting. And I tell you, there was some upheaval, and me in the middle of it, and only a young fella. What did I know? But it was a bit of an explosion. Anyhow, chairs racked over the place, everything. And devils started screaming and coming out. And I'm telling you about some siege. See, the anointing disturbs devils. Disturbs them. Thank God for the anointing in the name of Jesus. You know, you can preach about a lot of things and mention a lot of names. But I've seen it and I've been in places and seen it. And you can run them through a tunnel and you get a big prayer line and nothing will happen. But when Jesus is uplifted, When the anointing comes, the devil gets upset. He has to get out. It's too hot for him. We want hot meat and stuff. Why am I? It's too cold. How many degrees in the night? We need more fire. Yeah. May the Lord grant it. Jesus, you see, left us the name with us. He left the name with us. And we have a right to use it. It dwells with us. We have the right to use it. Satan has commanded to respect that name, the name of Jesus Christ. You know one scripture where these fellas seen the disciples casting out devils and they went down to copy them. And they laid hands on these boys to cast devils out. And they said, we'll cast these devils out by whom Paul and Silas, or the disciples did. And they said, Paul and Silas were nobody. Who are you fellas? And the devils jumped on them and gave them a good hiding. How many knows that's in the Bible? They jumped on them. And I'd seen that myself in Africa in a service. There was a big convention over there and there's thousands in the meeting. And there's a man from Canada come to that meeting. And there's a microphone, someone like this. And I was asked to preach and he didn't know me. The fellow was meant to come cutting mickets, so they gave me the invite. And Brother Calvin Margo and James and me went down there. Maybe, and I'm not even sure if James was on. He might have been, but Calvin Margo, they had a real move of God. And Mashingo back there, where God really moved and the power of God come amongst them. And they all come down with me, a whole crew of them, bus loads of them. And they knew me, but this fella didn't know me, and he was sort of suspicious, you know, whether I believed the Holy Spirit or not. But I got up to preach anyhow. I must have been talking in tongues. And boy, he gave me some talanath for talking in tongues. Apparently, I wasn't meant to talk in tongues. It's an awful thing to be talking in tongues, and the microphone picked the tongues up. But I'm telling you, there's a woman, and she manifested a demon. And he went down to cast it out of her, but he couldn't do it. And that devil attacked him. And he gave him some hiding. And that's the truth now. She beat the minister up, the woman did. Gave him a real hiding. Then he called for me to come down. And I said, sure, you're the boy. Doesn't want the tongues. You deal with the devil yourself. What do you want me down for? You don't want the tongues. I said, you see, God's done something with me and I need the tongues. You know nothing about it. And I said, but I know about it. And it's something I know when the tongue starts working, the devil starts moving. And I tell you, the next service, when there was preaching and the tongue started working and the demons come out, several devils come out, right out. There was no wrestling or nothing, they come out. But the power of God, the anointing brought them out. It's no thing Jesus says, I've given you power over demons. That's what the Lord did to the disciples. And if we get the Holy Spirit they got, it'll do the same thing. But if you get a quote, it'll not do it. Or if you take a doctrine instead of experience, it'll not do it either. But I want the experience. And when you get the experience, you'll have the right doctrine anyhow. Because the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. Is that right? Amen. He'll teach you, he'll lead you, and he'll guide you. Praise God. Luke 10:17 says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Not only did he send 12, but he sent 70 in another place, and the 70 of them had power over devils. So you know, you meet a smart fellow, and he said only the 12 disciples had power. Why don't you run him over to here and show him these 70 that weren't them 12? And these 70 were fit to cast out devils. Remember, it was this Jesus that conquered sin, Satan, disease, and death, and hell, and the grave. And we have a legal right to use that name. He rose from the dead, and he gave us a name that's above every name. And we have a legal right to use the name. And we can call on the name. And the blood of Jesus is for us as well. We have a legal right to use the blood, to claim the blood. Over our own lives, over our families, over our friends, over the man you think nothing can be done for. Claim the blood over him. God can turn him. God can turn her. When Jesus gave us the right to use the name, the Father knew all the name would imply when he breathed in prayer on oppressed souls who were free. He knew the power would be in the name. And he gave us the name. And it's his joy. God will recognize that name. There's other names he won't recognize, but he'll recognize the name. Whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The possibilities involved in that name are beyond our understanding. They're far beyond our understanding. When Jesus says to the church, whosoever, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he's given us a signed check. A signed check. And he's saying, go ahead and cash it. That's what he's doing. My, if he give you a check tonight and said, put on it whatever you want. Now remember, you're taking it from a bank that's unlimited. You can't write a check and outdo it. This account's unlimited. The funds in this account won't run out. They're not coming out of a wee box on the wall that runs out. The funds in this account are a source that's unlimited. They're from God. It owns a cattle on a thousand hills that says all the silver and gold's mine. That's the Almighty God we're talking about tonight. And he's given us a name. Signed the check. All the resources of heaven and asking us to fill it in. What a privilege. You know what? All Christians, we need healing. We can ask it in the name. The resources is here in the name. In order to get the measure of the wealth of the name holds for him today. There's a wealth in the name. And there's health in the name. There's salvation in the name. What's it say in Acts? What's it say in Joel? What's it say in Romans? Here's what it says. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How simple it is. If thou shalt confess thy mouth, John 10 verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. All you do is confess your mouth. Lord, I confess you with my mouth. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. The Bible says you be saved. Salvation's that simple. Jesus said, believe that he told the truth and begin to use it praying. Pray today. Let me read this. I don't know if you've ever heard of this man, E.W. Kenyon. This man was way back, late 1800s, early 1900s, a wonderful man of God. Many men, great men of God, mention this man. William Branham mentioned him. T.L. Osborne. Others read a lot of his writings and they'll mention him. I never heard about him till lately. And then I was studying one day and I just noticed the name. Jesus is saying, if you ask the Father in my name, I will endorse that petition. And the Father will give you anything I have endorsed as we take our privileges and rights. In the new covenant and pray in Jesus' name, it appears that the request and the petition possesses out of our hands into the hands of Jesus. So it goes out of our hands into his hands. Amen. It's not wonderful. He then assumes the responsibility of the need. And we know that he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me. And I know that thou hearest me always. In other words, we know that the Father always hears Jesus. And when we pray in Jesus' name, it is as though Jesus himself were doing the praying. He takes our place. Amen. The answer is sent to us from the Father, and we rejoice. Isn't that a wonderful statement? The Lord's doing it for us. You know the Lord's prayed for you? Do you realize he's prayed for you? You say, Brother Tom, how's the Lord prayed for me? All the Father's given me will come to me, and we that are saved have to come. So he's prayed for us. None will I lose that thou hast given me. This is absolutely true. If you need healing, you can ask the Father for it in Jesus' name. Believe it. He hears it. The Lord hears it. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Isn't that wonderful? Now that isn't hard, is it? It's yours. Just believe it. You have a right to it. Ask him for it. Receive your wealth. Receive your health. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Now some people, what the devil does, you see, he'd say, well, you didn't live good enough this week. Well, if it's down to living good enough, none of us could do it. That were like getting saved. How good would you live to get saved? You don't. The The Lord takes you how you are. Christ died for sinners. He'll take you how you are. And it's nothing to do with how good of a week you had or bad of a week. It's nothing to do with it. It's all to do what He done for us. What He done for us. What did He do for us? He paid the price for us. He took our place. He stood in our room and He stood in our side, and He appeased the Holy God with the ultimate sacrifice of all the ages on the cross. And God was pleased and appeased. That means He was satisfied with it. And we have a legal right when we come through that name into God's very presence. John 14:13-14, and almost finished. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. The Lord wants to do it. I want to encourage you to pray in this meeting tonight. I'm going to finish in a moment. John 6:24, hitherto, if ye ask nothing in my name, ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? We ought to praise the Lord for the right to use the name in prayer. It's not something to praise God for. We have a right to use the name in prayer. I want you to think of this evening. I'm closing this. Just think of this evening. Think, let's say your God was a very wealthy man. And He said, son, you've come to the age, and I'm going to let you use the checkbook. Wouldn't it be great? You know what I mean? You just need to sign it on here and you can use it. And all my money is your money. You can use the checkbook. Well, Jesus signed it with His own blood on the cross. It's been paid for in full. And we have a right tonight to use the name. We have a right to it. And ask what you will. Now, there's no real speculation with that, is there? Ask what you will. Whatsoever ye desire. Is that what the Bible says? Now, somebody could say, I don't know if he should ask that. If you desire it, the Bible says you can ask for it. So let's come and let's believe God tonight. Let's bow our heads this evening and praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you repent. Your word is the truth. We believe you tonight. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you that we have access to the Father by that name that's above every name. Lord, we call that name over this house tonight, over all that's near and dear to us. Lord, for men and women in this room that's prayed in secret, Lord, you know what they've needed, what they've prayed. I pray you'll answer the prayer and you'll give them the very heart's desire in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Father, bless and prosper your people in Jesus' precious name. Bless the remainder of this service. Give us an unction to pray and seek you tonight. Bless those that's made an effort to come. I pray for the wives at home and the nurses and everyone perhaps working tonight. Bless them and strengthen them in the name of the Lord. Bless your own people, Israel, in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, for those that stand for the truth in government and in this country, we pray you'll prosper them. We pray you'll give them wisdom, give them backbone. We pray for those in charge. Put the right people up and take the wrong ones out. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, we commit it all to you tonight. But Lord, we pray that you'll have your way. Move in these meetings in a greater way. Lord, bless the services on Sunday. Bless your brother Mark. Bless your brother McConville as he comes. Have your way in the meetings. Lord, we're praying. Lord, as me and John prepare to go to Australia and America and New Zealand and all these different places, we bring it before you and we pray you'll go before us. We pray you'll prepare the ground, prepare the hearts, and prepare us, Lord, as we go. And may there be many that slain to the Lord. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Father, have your way, and we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one this evening. Praise God.